Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, or Shows and Tours, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. CV Fog has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. CV-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. Joey. From her Tockwitz Loft studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Happy Monday, January 10th. It's my son Trevor's 56th birthday today. What? Welcome to KKGX Radio. That's 920 AM and 99.1 FM, where you can hear me every weekday morning at 9. Or welcome to KWXY, the legendary music And that means you got up at 5 o'clock and heard me on 1340 AM or 92.3 FM. I'm Dan McGrath's opening act.
That's a lot of numbers.
That's a lot of numbers.
This is Monday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals. Christopher Kennedy wants to remind you about your Palm Springs Happy Hour featuring toast-worthy stemware, get it, with a drink recipe for sparkling pear French 75. Look it all up on online. That'll be ChristopherKennedy.com. Heather James presents the works of Jackson Pollock. They are at 45188 Portola Avenue in Palm Desert. The website is heatherjames.com. Melissa Morgan Fine Art has the works of the legendary local treasure Michael Childers available now. 73660 El Paseo in Palm Desert. All the details at melissamorganfineart.com. And now we start off as we always do, because if you're hungry...
Excuse me? You know, girls, we really got to eat, and you know we should eat right. If 5 will get you 10, then I'm gonna feed myself right tonight. Sip it and get,
are you ready to whet your appetite? Time now for the Joey English Show, Restaurant of the Week.
Okay, Joey pals, and we welcome back. Why is that hard for me to say? We welcome back to our microphones Todd Flood from
Maraca's Restaurant.
Restaurants. Oh my gosh, best Mexican food in town. Okay, it's Monday, January 10th. What's the latest?
The latest is...
Are you open at both places?
Business is great.
Oh, good. Let me write that down.
Employee count is horrible. Everybody has to be patient. It's a challenge. You know, we are shorthanded, as are all restaurants.
Yes.
And most other businesses.
I had a date to go to luncheon at Maraca's right here by the Sonny Bono statue. And what day are you closed now? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or what? What was it? I got there and you weren't open.
We are closed Thursday at lunch, and I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Wednesday at lunch and Thursday at lunch
at Maraca's, yes, in Palm Springs.
Correct. Yeah.
But then you're open for dinner
every night, seven days. Yeah.
Cross your fingers.
Starting at 4.
Dinner at 4.
Yeah.
7 days a week.
And Rancho Mirage has managed to stay open lunch and dinner 7 days.
Oh,
so
good.
Yeah. And poor little JT's.
Oh, yes.
JT's Diner on Cook is open Wednesday through Sunday.
What hours?
We're still kind of minimized, so we're at 8 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Got it. I'll put all this up, Joey pals. It'll be up for one day. Oh, dear Lord. Please, God, take care of us.
I wish it would change in one day.
Yes, don't
it's
you,
been,
though?
It's been a struggle. Yeah.
Couldn't people apply for... What are you hiring, or are you looking for employees?
Oh, everything. Cooks.
Servers.
Dishwashers, bussers, servers, food runners. Just about
all
everything.
All of the above.
Yeah.
How do you apply? Go to...
I have applications on the website, so maracas-restaurant.com and jtspalmdesert.com.
Right. I'll make sure we've got
that. I should say JT's Diner, Palm Desert.
JT's
Diner.
It doesn't have Palm Desert in it?
Yeah, Palm Desert.
JT's Diner, Palm Desert.
Yes. Yes.
I'll make sure I put it up right. But there's an employment application.
Online. They can print it. They can email it.
Bring it in. Hand it to Todd. Take your interview right then.
Exactly. Probably get hired on the spot.
On the spot. And How do you hire cooks? I mean, your menu's so wonderful. I mean, somebody can't come in there and just suddenly be a cook.
They need to have a little bit of experience. I mean, you know, experience for servers and for cooks. Things that, you know, are entry-level dishwasher, busser, hostess, those things don't really need a resume to go along with them.
But and you've always kept your employees a long time.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
The problem is that the base that I've had forever is still there. It's the transient employees that, you know, have always circulated through the restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Now those transient employees are just not available.
Gosh.
Yeah.
So. Is it COVID-based or influenced? No. It was unemployment that started that whole thing.
Yeah, I think that's part of it, you know. And I think it's a lot of people moved out of the area because there just wasn't work.
Oh.
So, and we're close enough neighbors to Arizona that I think we lost quite a few cooks to Arizona and that kind of thing.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Well, let's put on our happy face because I just love Maracas so much. Start with the menu. The menu is the same at the Rancho Mirage and Palm Springs Maracas. Right?
Wrong.
Oh, no. Let me frown again. Okay, tell me.
So the menu at Rancho Mirage is new, updated, has all the new things on the menu and some of the older things.
Okay, what's a new thing?
Chicken piccata.
Oh, my.
Which is kind of our version of chicken piccata. So it's a lime piccata sauce.
That'll be fabulous.
It has Ortega chilies, diced Ortega chilies in place of capers.
Oh,
so
Tyler will love that.
Really good. It's a pounded chicken cutlet.
Oh.
Lightly breaded, fried. It's good.
Okay.
Now let's go.
That's the new updated menu in Rancho Mirage. Come back to the Palm Springs.
Palm Springs should be available within the next week.
Okay.
It's just been so busy and so much turnover that it's hard to roll out a new menu with all the items. I mean, there are probably 15 new items to the menu.
Is the chicken piccata going to come here?
It is.
Okay. Yeah. What else will be?
Huachinango, of course.
Oh, yay, Felipe.
Yes. So Huachinango will be back on the menu. Yay. The skirt steak will be back on the menu.
Yay.
The salmon. What else?
Your salmon. Do you still have the salmon Caesar? Salmon.
Yes.
Joey Pals, that salmon Caesar is like
an
entree.
Yeah.
The piece of salmon, Nigel, it's this big.
Yeah.
How big is that? 6-8 inches long. It's fabulous.
Well,
okay.
All the salads, for the most part, are meals.
Linda Williamson's got me hooked on the tacos. What is it? The
taco salad
with steak.
Yeah.
You put a whole...
Really good.
Oh, my gosh. And the dressing.
Yeah. The skirt steak salad's going back on the menu, and that's really good.
Okay.
That's got the gorgonzola cheese.
Oh, yum.
And apple, and it's really good. Yeah, the flavors are...
We should tell our Joey pals that you have so many wonderful vegan, vegetarian, impossible. What do you call those items?
So, yeah, you know, it's interesting. I didn't know that there was a website, and I'm going to completely screw it up, so I will have to call you with that website. But we got awarded a 5-star award for this website, which is a vegan website for having so many choices for vegans.
Do you call them vegan? I mean, it's listed
on
the menu.
It's really like vegetarian.
Impossible,
because,
you said.
But we can make vegan type items. So, yeah, the impossible meat substitute is really plant-based.
Plant-based, that's what I'm trying to think of.
So, yeah, it's...
You know, I bring my cousin in there, Jefferson, my gal cousin, who's married to the rabbi. He loves the... vegan, plant-based, are they enchiladas?
Enchiladas, yeah. And you would...
Spinach, mushroom, or...
It's so funny because I've had people think that it's somehow impossible, just means it's really good.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And they'll say, wow, this ground beef is so great.
Oh, like, no.
It's not ground beef. It's plant-based They're like, what?
He eats every bite of it.
Yeah, it is good. We use a lot of seasoned Mexican seasonings we mix in with it. And so you've got, flavor. It's not just, and it has that same texture as ground beef. It's really interesting.
Well, I got my happy face on. We're talking about the food at Maracas Palm Springs. We talked about the new updated wonderful menu at Maracas Rancho Mirage. Okay, JT's Diner, a trip down Route 66.
All right.
What's over there to eat? New, old?
I haven't changed that menu up a whole lot. We added a meatball sub. We've added some lunch items. And kind of gearing up in hopes it will go into dinner.
Boy, a meatball sub sounds great.
Right, really good meatball sub.
If it's on a good roll.
It is. The rolls are incredible, yeah.
You don't happen to have any with you, do
no,
you?
No, I didn't bring one. I'm sorry.
Do you have any plant-based breakfast items?
Yeah. We have soy rizo.
What?
Soy rizo, which is a plant-based chorizo.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So that's really good. We have, of course, Impossible Burgers. So,
yes.
Somebody breakfast wants a hamburger, they can have an Impossible Burger. We have always had, a smattering of vegan type things, and we have gluten-free pancakes and gluten-free waffles.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That means no carbs.
Yeah, and of course, looking out for our gluten-free allergic clientele.
Real syrup.
Real syrup. Yeah. Not high fructose corn syrup. Wow, that's a mouthful. High fructose corn syrup.
I always do that when we talk about food. I get all tongue-tied.
Yeah.
Because your food is so good. Okay, Joey Pals, we'll clear this up right now. Where's JT's?
JT's Diner is located at 37011 Cook Street in Palm Desert. It's across the street from the University Extension for Riverside.
That's not what it's near, though. Crispy.
JT's.
Oh, what are we talking about?
JT's.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it 37011 Cook Street? Okay.
Maracas is located at 2775 Dinosaur in Rancho Mirage. Mm-hmm. And that is adjacent to Krispy Kreme
Donuts.
And
it's just not right.
Palm Springs, we have the location right by the Sunny Bono Fountain at 155 South Palm Canyon.
And you can go to
maracas-restaurant.com.
And check out everything.
Yep.
And the other one is JT's Diner Palm Desert.com.
Yeah. What a mouthful.
Wow. Who designed the menu and the items that are plant-based?
That was kind of a no-brainer. I just kind of took what was there already and it's not genius.
Really?
I wish I could say it was.
Because it fools the people who are eating it. I thought you had to have some chemistry set somewhere.
No. Just, coming up with that, like I said, adding some seasoning and that kind of thing to plant-based items makes a difference.
Bless your heart. Hey, come on. If you've got people that are looking for a job, share maracas-restaurant.com with them.
Absolutely.
It's a great family-owned, everybody works.
Right? And we're nice.
And you're nice, and the food is great. And I bet your employees get a meal every so often.
They do.
I bet they do.
They do.
Thanks for coming by. Happy New Year, dear.
Thank you. Happy New Year
to you. I'm glad you're back from New Orleans.
Yeah.
It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.